From more intense wildfires to prolonged droughts, climate change is impacting the ecology of the American West. That's got researchers in our region looking at new ways to fight some of these impacts. Drones. The Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports.
Adam Watts is a fire ecologist and professor at the Desert Research Institute in Nevada. We're looking at a video from a recent prescribed burn in Utah.
And now, pretty much the whole screen is filled with alternating fire and black from the smoke. And it's really a hellish, otherworldly scene. And you just can't imagine being in something like this.
Watts was observing the fire with a team of researchers to learn more about how fire and smoke behave in large fires. They'll use that information to improve the models firefighters and land managers use to fight fires. But he says there's a limit to what they can learn at a prescribed burn.
We want some really big fires that are kind of like simulated wildfires. We don't want a little tiny prescribed burn, because if we study those prescribed burns, we don't get the kind of fire behavior and smoke movement that we see in wildfires. And that's what we're after the understanding of.
Researchers are a common sight at prescribed fires, but Watts's goal is to eventually get data from large wildfires. And he now has a tool for that. You see, the pictures and data collection from the video we were looking at earlier came from unmanned drones. That means he was able to get insights from locations he couldn't get to before.
Right over the flames, right in that column of smoke coming up from a fire where you just can't get a manned aircraft because of the safety, obviously.
And that's important because new perspectives can give scientists different information. For example, Watts is looking into whether microbes from soil can be transferred from one region to another by wildfire smoke. But to measure that, he needed to put scientific equipment right into the smoke. And that's a challenge because this equipment can be big. Some can take up the bed of a pickup truck. So to get it onto the drone, Watts and his team had to fit it all into something the size of a cigar box.
This emphasis on miniaturizing and specializing instruments and getting them in the air to observe natural phenomena applies to so many different things that relate to the atmosphere, water, and terrestrial ecosystems.
Drones are a new tool in a variety of ways, from fire suppression to land surveys to environmental information gathering, and for dealing with drought. Watts is also part of a team that has been testing drones for a process called cloud seeding. Theoretically, that can help mitigate drought impacts by flying aircraft up to the clouds and releasing silver iodide, which can help produce more precipitation. Science has yet to reach a consensus on whether or not the process actually works reliably, but climate change is making all sorts of ideas more palatable. Ira Sanchez Lugo is a climate scientist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. She says increased temperatures from climate change bring a rise in extreme weather-related events.
You know, what we were expecting was to see more intense and frequent heat waves, more intense and frequent drought in some locations. The general rule of thumb is the wet areas will get wetter, the dry areas will get drier.
This is a business opportunity for drone producers. Mike Richards is the president and CEO of Drone America, a Nevada-based company. He says he started his business to help with search and rescue operations, but it's since evolved to include ways to help mitigate the impacts of climate change, like a longer and more intense wildfire season.
Some of the work we've done with power line surveys actually helps with that, because you're identifying faults which could arise in a spark and then a brush fire, which, as you can see, has turned into some pretty horrible results in the past.
As wildfires and other natural disasters overwhelm communities, Richards says drones can be used to more safely, quickly, and reliably get medical supplies and help to people in need. Imagine drones delivering first aid kits or life vests to people during Hurricane Katrina.
So what you would do is have them positioned strategically around known disaster areas, such as, you know, that area of Louisiana, for example, where the flooding and high storms or hurricanes, etc., can cause massive flooding.
Richard says Drone America was recently awarded a 5-year contract with the Department of Interior to gather and provide data on wildfires for agencies like the Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.